the point of view of time, there are three critical events in the life of a human being, and all three are represented by the proper documents. The first event is birth, and a certificate is duly attested to by the attending authorities. In from 20 to 30 years, the second will usually occur, marriage. A document is provided for this purpose, too. Then, finally, there is death, and it would seem that this closes the final chapter. There is an epilogue, however, a post-mortem occurrence which has its rightful place in the history of the deceased, and which is always faithfully recorded in the forms provided. This is the reading of the last will and testament, and this potent message has given many a corpse the opportunity to strike back from the grave.
I think we turn right at the next bend, Jess.
Yeah, I remember now. The road gets narrow here.
Gee, take it easy. This jalopy will break my spine.
It's the springs. They're falling apart. Where do we get our hands on that dough, baby? I'll buy myself a solid gold sedan.
I wonder how much Aunt Flossie left.
Plenty. Set on every penny she ever got, didn't she? She's worth a mint, baby, and you and I are her only relatives.
I hope so, anyway.
Well, didn't you say we were?
Well, I looked into it carefully, and I didn't find anyone else. As far as I know, there's no one left in her part of the family but me.
Well, there you are. Then we're sitting pretty.
But Aunt Flossie never liked us.
Nah, she had to leave the door to us, baby. We're in.
Mrs. Bradley said the lawyer would be there about 4.
Oh, it's 4 now. He's probably there.
Well, outside of Mrs. Bradley and the lawyer, we should be the only ones.
Oh, say, that reminds me. Is there any chance your aunt would be stupid enough to leave that money to her housekeeper?
No. I'm not worried about Mrs. Bradley. I think Aunt Flossie really disliked her underneath. But she was cheap, so she kept her on.
Well, that's that.
There's the house, Jess.
Oh, that's not a house, Gladys. That's a mint. That's the place where they're giving out dough in bushel baskets, and they're giving it all to us. That's not just a house.
Hello, Mrs. Bradley.
Nice to see you.
Come in.
It was a terrible shock to hear about Aunt Flossie's death.
Yeah, it sure was. We were all broken up about it.
I can imagine.
And what do you mean?
Well, you didn't come to see her when she was sick. You didn't even come to the funeral. You were certainly broken up.
Yeah, well, look, sister, we didn't come here to talk to you. Where's the lawyer? Let's get it over with.
He's inside. Quiet, Ophelia.
Ophelia? Huh. And what kind of a name is that for a cat?
You will find Mr. Gawley, the lawyer, in the study. Come with me.
Now, if Mr. and Mrs. Henning will please be seated, we can proceed with the reading of Flossie Warren's last will and testament.
Yeah. Well, look, let's skip the dry stuff, huh? We don't have much time. Get right to the point. The part with the money, huh?
Well, Mr. Henning, it's not usually done that way. But if you like...
Just how much did Aunt Flossie leave, Mr. Gawley?
It's quite an estate. It's £100,000 in cash alone, and another £100,000 in real estate and bonds.
Okay, who gets it?
I'll read the final paragraph to you. Inasmuch as I will be survived by only 2 relatives, I hereby include the following bequests. To my niece, Gladys Henning, who has always been a lazy, good-for-nothing female of doubtful intelligence, I leave my 2 oldest pair of shoes, with the added hope that they pinch her feet and give her corn.
What?
And to the man she married against my wishes, my nephew Jeff Henning, who is nothing but a tramp, I leave the weeds which surround my land from August to October, knowing he suffers from hay fever.
Furthermore... Wait a minute. What is this, a corny gag?
I am reading the will as it was written, Mr. Henning.
So she cut us off. Okay. She's got a laugh. Who gets the dough? Mrs. Bradley?
No, not Mrs. Bradley.
Well, who else is there?
Your Aunt Flossie Warren has left her entire estate to Ophelia. Her cat.
A cat. A lousy cat.
Quiet, Jess. Goalie will hear us.
Well, who cares if he hears? What kind of a deal is that? $200,000 to a mouse chaser. Yeah, your aunt was nuttier than I thought she was.
Do you think there's anything we can do about it?
What can we do? A will is a will. How can we... Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Somebody's got to take care of that cat. Somebody's got to be its guardian. Listen, we got a chance yet. After all, a quart of milk a day and any cat is satisfied. Meanwhile...
Well, Mr. Henning, I'll be on my way.
Oh, yeah, just a minute, Mr. Gawley. There's something I want to ask you.
Well?
Well, you see, the cat can't live by herself. Who's going to take care of her?
If you had let me read the will in its entirety, you would have known. Your aunt provided that £50 weekly be provided for Ophelia's maintenance, and that this £50 be turned over to her housekeeper, Mrs. Bradley, for as long as the cat shall live and enjoy good health.
Then she got charge of it.
Yes. However, there is a further provision which gives you and Mrs. Henning the privilege of occupying this house, providing Ophelia seems sympathetic. So you see, your aunt was generous after all.
Yeah. Yes, she had a heart as big as a marble.
Listen, my aunt must have been crazy to make a will like that. Can't we contest it?
Yeah, if we win, we'll make it worth your while, Mr. Gawley.
Gawley and McDowell helped frame this document, Mr. Henning, and we pride ourselves in our work. It cannot be broken. Your aunt was perfectly sane. Other people have left money to pets. This isn't the first time.
Well, I'm glad she's dead. I only wish
Gladys,
I could...
Gladys, that's not nice.
What?
Well, there's no way to talk in front of Mr. Gawley. Aunt Flossie was okay. She was just erratic, that's all.
Erratic? And what would you call a raving maniac? Temperamental?
Well, now, Gladys, Mr. Gawley's got some business to do, so let's thank him for his help. Yes, we appreciate it, Mr. Gawley.
Forget it. I was well paid for my trouble. Good day to both of you.
Look, have you gone nuts, too? What's the idea of a phony act?
I just thought of a way to get hold of that dough, Gladys, and it couldn't be easier. All we have to do is get rid of the cat.
You mean kill her?
Sure. When the cat goes, the situation changes. Then the dough automatically goes to Flossie's nearest relatives. Us.
But suppose we're found out.
Well, I guess Mrs. Bradley could squawk. And if she could prove we did it, maybe she could keep the dough. But if Ophelia dies, accidentally...
Oh, hello, Mrs. Bradley.
I suppose you know you have the privilege of staying here if you like.
Yes, Mr. Gawley just told us.
Well, if you do stay, don't think I'm going to wait on you. And you'll have to provide your own food. My housekeeping days are finished, and don't forget it.
Oh, now, look, you've got us all wrong, Mrs. Bradley.
I have, eh?
Well, sure. All we have to do is be friends, after all. If we're going to stay here for a while...
If you are, just keep out of my way, please. And don't annoy the cat. Come along, Ophelia.
Maybe she don't know it, but she'll be going back to dishwashing again. And soon. Gladys. Gladys, wake up.
What? Take that cat away from me.
I just got her out of Bradley's room.
Oh, she didn't wake up.
With those two pills I slipped her, she'll dream of a morning. Come on.
What are you going to do?
I noticed your aunt got a deep freezer in the cellar. I've been scouting around. I'm dropping Ophelia in with the frozen pickles. It's as easy as that.
Don't think anyone will get the fish.
Well, it won't do them any good. The freezer was open. Ophelia jumped in. She hit a spring and the door slammed shut. Just an accident. It's Ophelia's word against ours. Right, Ophelia? Yeah, only Ophelia's going to be too cold to talk.
I don't understand. Ophelia left my... my side before.
Well, she must be around the house, Mrs. Bradley. Let's have a look.
There's something wicked going on here.
Oh, now, don't be like that.
Maybe the cat went into the cellar.
Sure, sure. That's a logical place for a cat to go. Let's have a look, huh, Mrs. Bradley?
There's nothing down here. Ophelia? Ophelia, where are you? Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
She's moving over to the freezer.
Ophelia! Ophelia, where are you?
In the freezer.
Well, here, let me help you open it.
Oh, Ophelia, darling. Oh.
Hey, that cat sure is lucky. The freezer is warm.
The storm tore a wire from the roof last night. It blew a fuse in the cellar.
A good thing for Ophelia.
Yes, wasn't it? Come upstairs, Ophelia. You must be stopped.
That was certainly a bright idea. You got any other notions?
Sure. And this one's gonna work. You got the cat?
She's in this bag.
Where's Bradley?
In her room. We better work fast, Jess. She doesn't let Ophelia out of her sight now for more than 5 minutes at a time.
I'll start the car. When I give you the signal, open the bag and let the cat run out across the road. And I can't miss it.
All right. Make it snappy, Jess. This job's beginning to get me.
Okay, Gladys. Let her loose. I'm all right. Did I get the cat?
Look. She's sitting on the fender.
What? How did I miss? How in the blazes
did... What's going on out there? Ophelia!
Here comes the old woman.
Ophelia! What happened?
Well, Gladys and I were driving into town and the car went into the ditch.
You ought to learn how to drive.
Where's Ophelia?
There she is, in that tree.
Oh, come on, Kitty. Come on. It's time for your cream.
Cream? Look at my car. Well, I'm tired of doing this with kid gloves. There's only one way to get rid of that cat with no mistakes, and I'm doing it. Right now.
According to legend, time has been generous with cats and has endowed them with 9 lives. But man has inherited only one. And occasionally, he is foolish enough to take that single life into his own hands. Here's what I was looking for.
What is it?
Rat poison. It's good enough for the rats, it's good enough for Ophelia.
How are you going to work it?
I'm putting it into a cream, and I'm going to stand there until she finishes it.
What about Mrs. Bradley?
You're going to keep her out of the way.
But how?
Hey, make some excuse to get her into the cellar. Tell her the pipes are busted. Tell her anything, but get her out of that kitchen so I can go to work on the cat.
But if we do, it's so obvious.
Look, when that cat croaks, we're going to scream our heads off. We're going to call the cops and yell murder. Mrs. Bradley got rid of it, hoping to inherit all the dough, see? It's her word against ours.
I don't know, Jeff. It doesn't sound right.
Listen, if I don't bump that cat off, she'll drive me nuts. Instead, we can take the estate into the courts. Even if they did find out we killed her, they can't hang a murder rap on us. Well, for the love of Pete, it's just a cat.
All right. Whatever you say, Jess. I'll try to get Mrs. B into the cellar.
And I'll go to work on Ophelia. Here, kitty. Come on. Nice cream. Come on over and eat some cream. Come on. Here, kitty. Come on, Ophelia. Come on, don't be like that. It's sweet cream. Come on, it's real sweet, kitty. Come on, kitty. It's reinforced with something special. Come on, Hick. Look, are you gonna come over here and stick your nose in that cream, or do I have to shove it down your throat? That's it. That's a nice kitty. Come on. Come on. Just a little closer now. Just a little closer.
Let go of me.
But Mrs. Bradley,
what kind of a trick is this? What kind of a... Ophelia! What are you giving her? What's in that cream?
Get out of here.
Give me that saucer. Give it
Let
to me.
Let go. Go.
She wouldn't let go.
We'd better help her up. I think she's been hurt. What? Jeff, look.
Hey.
Her head. I've got blood all over my hands.
Who is she? She must have hit it on the edge of the sink.
Jeff, is she?
Yeah. Yeah, she's dead, Gladys.
What are we going to do, Jess?
Take it easy. Let me think.
Murder. They'll hang you.
This is no time to get hysterical. They're not going to hang anybody. Where's that cat?
Never mind the cat. We've got a corpse to worry about.
Yeah, that's the first thing we've got to get rid of, too.
How?
I'll bury her somewhere. Then I'll work out a plan. I can figure out some excuse for a disappearance. There must be a way.
You can bury her behind the house, Jess. In the garden.
Yes, yeah, good idea.
I'm sure she won't be found.
Well, not if we keep our nerve.
I only hope I can. Jess, my legs feel like butter.
Gladys.
My insides are turning hands.
Gladys, come over here.
Jess.
I'll put your arms around my neck. Now look at me. And we're in a spot, baby. And one cockeyed move will finish us. You got that clear?
Yes.
Now, I've been in spots before, and I always goes out.
I know you have, Jess.
Yeah, and I'll get us out of this one. Now come on. Kiss me, baby.
Hang on to myself, Jess. I promise.
That's more like it. Now help me lift the body. I'm going to truck it out to the garden.
No. Don't ask me to help you, please. I can't touch it.
All right, all right. I'll do it myself. Meanwhile, you find that cat. I don't think I've ever hated anything in my life the way I hate that cat. If it's the last thing I do, I'll bury it with Mrs. Bradley.
Jess?
Yeah, she's all covered. I'm gonna transplant some of that grass. Sod over there to the top of the grave. Nobody'll ever know the difference.
Then what?
And I'll work out a plan. What about the cat? Did you find her?
No. She isn't in the house, and I've searched the grounds. I think she's run away, Jess.
If I catch her, I'll strangle her with my bare hands.
Jess?
Yeah?
It's 3 a.m.
Go to sleep, Gladys. I'm thinking.
I'm too scared to sleep.
I'm beginning to get an idea. I think I know how we can crawl out of this. One thing we've got to make certain of, the body is never found.
Can you manage that?
Sure. This house has 16 acres of land on it. They couldn't find the exact spot where you...
Jeff, did you hear that?
It's the cat.
It's coming from outside, in the yard.
Wait till I take a look.
Jeff, can you see her?
Yeah. Yeah. You know where she is?
Where?
Sitting right on top of Mrs. Bradley's grave.
I don't see anything, Jess.
She's run away again. Look out, I'm going to dig the grave open.
What for?
What for? You want that cat to put us in the jail?
I gotta get the body with her, or the cat won't find it.
How did the cat find the body?
I don't know. Maybe it was coincidence. They say animals can find things like this. Anyway, when I get this body moved, we're going hunting again. For Ophelia.
Where are you going to bury the body?
I'm going to cement her up in the garage. Inside the wall. Ah, okay, that's that. Yeah, the cement will harden in a day or two. And I'll go over the whole garage with whitewash. Here. What time is it?
Nearly six.
Let's go after the cat.
Chester's is driving me crazy. I want to get away from here. I'm afraid.
Now look, Gladys. Gladys, you're in this as much as me. You know that, don't you?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Where's it coming from?
From the garage, Jess. She found the corpse again.
Come out of here. Come out, you whiskered devil, and let me cut you open.
She's not in here, Jess.
Listen, Gladys, you go around on the right. I'll go around on the left. Now, when you see her, shoo her my way. Understand?
All right.
Just let me see your head, Martha. That's all I ask. One look. One look and I'll blow it clear into the next state. There you are!
Well, in the dark. Just can't figure it out. Good thing you found us.
I called Mrs. Bradley a couple of hours ago to make some arrangements regarding Miss Fosse Warren's will. I knew the Hennings were here. When I got no answer, I decided to get in touch with the police.
We found Mrs. Bradley's body inside the garage wall. The cement wasn't dry yet. Well, we figured he killed Mrs. Bradley, then he killed his wife. Now, you ever fell into that well is something we'll never understand. You mind going outside for a minute, Mr. Gawley? I want you to identify the body.
Very well, Archie.
Yeah. Look who's here. Poor, dumb little cat. Must have been too much excitement going on out here for you, eh?
Well, don't you let her worry you, Tabby. We know you had nothing to do with it.
That has withstood the course of time and which will probably remain with us forever. And I'm reminded of an appropriate quatrain from this particular work of literature which may sound familiar to you. He is dead and gone, lady. He is dead and gone. At his head a grass green turf. At his heels a stone. The play, in case you've forgotten, is called Hamlet. And incidentally, the character who spoke those lines was named Ophelia.
The Clock will be heard again next week, same time. This program was written by Lawrence Klee, narrated by Hart McGuire. You heard Ken Wayne as Jess and Myrna Dodd as Gladys, together with Fifi Banvard and Kevin Brennan. The Clock, directed by John Saul, is a Grace Gibson Radio production. Brennan. The Clock, directed by John Saul, is a Grace Gibson Radio production. Mm-hmm.